Hi again, listeners, and welcome to our latest podcast episode. I'm Andy Hanasek, Editor-in-Chief of the National Provisioner and Provisioner Online, and today I'm going to talk about some of the trends and some of the learnings that were provided to attendees of PAC Expo, but not necessarily from a show roundup perspective, but more from a what do those trends tell us about what's coming down the road in 2014. And I'm going to talk with a good old friend of our podcast, Tom Egan, Vice President of Industry Services for PMMI. Tom, thanks for joining me again, and hope you had a great show.
We did, Andy. Thanks very much. I really enjoyed the opportunity to participate at the show, and certainly the roundup with all the different exhibitors and attendees that we had. We're very grateful to see the response from the processing and packaging professionals to come out and to support not only what the exhibitors are doing and showing in terms of solutions, but to help in terms of moving the industry forward with implementing those solutions.
So, Tom, were there any surprises for you from the show? Anything you were surprised to see or learn about or hear about while you were at the show?
I won't say that there's surprises. I think it's a reinforcement. There's probably 100 surprises that each attendee and an exhibitor may have found as they talked about what they were trying to accomplish in their respective opportunities to do business together. For what you're looking at the show in general and where it would be moving forward as we look at 2014, we always survey both exhibitors and attendees, and what they come to a trade exhibition to experience is the opportunity to network with other professionals, to learn, that is to take on some educational programs or sessions, and then thirdly, to find out what's new, what is it that they may be missing. We did a study in 2013 to talk about that experience from the attendees' perspective, and it was interesting. We interviewed about 24 attendees, and one of the pieces they came away with was the aha, or I didn't know. And what they meant by that, Andy, is that when they're walking the show, it's this opportunity to where they may have their plans in place for visiting these 14 exhibitors or those 27 current and prospective suppliers that they want to work with. There always seems to be this point where they look at a display or they see something in a booth and go, geez, I didn't know. And as they find that opportunity, it's that piece of newness that they're looking for. Of course, the online learning, you're taking away a new push there where many of the the learning sessions are actually occurring on the floor. It's where attendees want to go to a session, get a little bit of information about something that a particular topic that they're interested in, and then perhaps follow up with that speaker or with the exhibitor at their booth to learn more about that. And PMMI at the PAC Expo show in 2013 had three of what we call the innovation stage three innovation stages with multiple sessions, and that those were some great training programs. So each of the new is, and the surprises are going to be more on an individual basis, and we hope that everybody found one that was a true surprise for them.
Gotcha. So let's talk trends and experiences, I guess, that you had at the show in terms of not necessarily what made it a successful PAC Expo for you, but what were some of the things you noticed from either the seminars on the innovation stage or other seminars or even some booth visits or just, you know, in walking the floor? What did you notice that maybe can shed some light on some of the things coming down, foreshadow, foretell what's coming down the pike in 2014?
I that's a good question. I think there's maybe two or three, and I'll say those, and I hope I keep them at the two or three that can give some thoughts to the listeners.
Okay.
The one that I see quite a bit more in the way of a modular approach to a particular solution, whether it be a hardware solution or an individual product solution. Now, what I mean by that is that the system itself is modular, not the solution. The system that offers the solution is modular in the way it can be configured and in how it can be adapted to other projects or to other products that might be introduced. You and I have talked before in the podcast about the point that so many of the SKUs that are coming out now are in reaction to a consumer wanting to have an experience that is designed for a particular time frame or a particular event. And in the case of the solution set that provides that, it could be that the need is for a brief period of time and it's going to be very successful. Now you're going to move on to perhaps an extension of that line or a combination of a product A and product B. In order to do that, I see quite a bit more in the way of a modular solution approach. We can put this machine and this machine together. If we're not going to utilize the second part of the machine for one of the new products that we're introducing, then we want to be able to pull that out and put another product solution or system solution in its place in order to bring out a new product. So I talk about modularity.
Okay.
Second one is the continuing sustainability, and I think the push on offering a solution that helps with sustainability, Andy, let's put it like that. I think there were just hundreds of examples on the show floor where an exhibitor was offering a solution that provided an additional reduction in X. Perhaps it's an additional reduction in the amount of material that was utilized to provide the solution.
Mm-hmm.
Or an increase in Y, Y being recycled content. We're going to have an increase in the ability of our solution set to handle more recycled content, or even that part of Z, where on the production operations, we are constantly aware of your need to minimize the amount of utility that's involved, whether it be heat or compressed air or water. And so what we're going to do is to find a way to minimize what it is that you, the supplier of the product to the marketplace, have to utilize. So I think that modularity and the sustainability, one more that you're going to see, and in fact there were comments about how it impacted both the solution and what the companies that utilize the solutions, such as a meat producer or a pharmaceutical producer or a beverage producer, needs to look at, which is the workforce and the workforce engagement. Look for that to be something in 2014 where not only the training modules will be available, but also the information about the machine and the solution set in order to help the existing workforce be even more competitive here in North America.
So those were kind of the three trends you saw that kind of foreshadows some of the bigger things in 2014 that this industry can expect, and definitely sustainability, modularity, and workforce concerns. Yeah, I think as I walked the show floor, just about every booth I visited and every seminar that I attended had a finger dabbled in some of those things, or one of those things at least. Was there anything that, and this is kind of a wild card question, that you kind of foresee for 2014 that you think the industry is just starting to get into, that maybe if you looked hard enough at PAC Expo, you saw it, but it wasn't a wide-ranging trend, that maybe it's just starting to get a toehold?
I wouldn't say that it's just starting. I would say that it was, I'm going to call it pervasive. And the pervasive aspect that I saw is that variety of solutions to customize what it is that you offer to the consuming public. If you think that a particular format looks really good, for example, you're going to have premium products that are still going to be in glass. Well, guess what? There's a way of also putting that in PET and having a very premium look to that. If you think that you've got a solution that's going to be for that family of four that we've talked about in previous contests, you know what? I think I've got a way of extending that to make it for a party atmosphere when you bring some friends over. I am amazed at the variety of solutions that any particular company can look at to say, can that help my business? What is it that it could do to help me attract the consumer's eye? And this can go, Andy, as you go forward, even to the interface point at the retailer shelf, which will use perhaps not just the QR code, but some of this idea of like near field communication or that opportunity to engage the consumer and tell them more about the product, the health of the product, the ability of the product to be cooked in an even quicker amount of time, the usefulness of the product as an ingredient for, again, a variety of meals. I think that that variety of solution sets, the enormous variety, was that part that you walked away with and said, there are many, many solutions that I have. And one last thing, even on the operation side, I was surprised to see that if you think that machine A can do a job for you, but it's a little bit bigger than you thought, the exhibitor probably had another solution, which was a scaled down version or a scaled up version, so that even the production operation solution could be customized for the particular need that you had in your business. I thought that was big. I think it's going to continue in 2014. It may sound like a general piece, but for you as a particular professional in this industry, you need to take a look and say, but what is the one that's going to help me? Whether it's going to be a new lining that allows me to move away from a thin-walled plastic to go into a paperboard solution that's got a lining, or whether it's an opportunity to move away from the cap and use a foil top, whatever it might be that says this is different and it's for a particular solution that I want to have in the marketplace.
It's one of the few times and places where the me mindset really helps you and is getting addressed. I was going to say, you know, when I was walking around in terms of the customization, I was amazed at the engineering ability of many of these companies to take their machines and make them fit basically whatever a processor needs. So I'm with you on that. All right, Tom. Well, I appreciate you sitting with me and, you know, I'm glad you had a great show and thanks for sharing your insights as to, you know, not just how PAC Expo was, but what it says about 2014. We've got a year until the next PAC Expo, but I know you and I will be doing podcasts in the meantime. So I will talk to you next time. And, you know, listeners, in the meantime, head over to PMMI.org. And is the PAC Expo website still up and running, Tom?
It is.
Okay.
The PACExpo.com, you can still take a look at information from the 2013 show and even begin to take a look at what will be coming in 2014. And Andy, thank you very much for the opportunity, you and the organization, for us to share some of those thoughts. I enjoy talking about some of the issues and trends that are happening in the industry, and I hope it's beneficial for the readers and listeners of the podcast.
I believe it is. I can speak for them and say thank you, and no worries. We'll be talking plenty in 2014. Thanks a lot, Tom.